Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coda has a new way to pay. Now you can use the Transit mobile app to plan, track, and pay for your Coda ride. For a limited time, everyone who creates a Coda account in the Transit app will get a $4.50 credit. What are you waiting for? Download the Transit app today.
Good morning and welcome to the Cosmology and Science podcast. This is going to be a little update. We're having the morning coffee here and hope you're having a great day. So we got the binoculars yesterday. We have ordered as a test to get started with astronomy as kind of in addition to cosmology, like astronomy, just looking at the skies and the night skies. So we have the size is 10 times 50, like the standard beginner binocular stargazing dimensions in a sense. So you have 10 times magnification and 50 millimeter aperture, meaning the size of the lens that's in front, indicating how much light you get in. And so after now just like a one week of discovering that you can actually see the planets with the naked eye, which I find very interesting, that if you talk with people and ask them, this is not, it seems general knowledge, but it's very easy, especially now in October in the Northern Hemisphere. So you could see very easily, especially Jupiter is very bright, and close to Jupiter, you have Saturn going up in the south here. And then in the east, you get Mars, which is the brightest object on the sky after the moon in this month and at this time of the year. And it's at this brightest point in 15 years. So the next time it's going to be as bright as now will be in 2035. So if you look at it, it's kind of an orange light. It's very stable. So it comes up in the eastern horizon and then it goes up, and then around midnight, it's almost towards south. And it's just shining there, and it has a fantastic, beautiful light to it. So inspired by that, we are now kind of having more like a long-term process of getting to know this better, getting a telescope eventually, but we're starting with binoculars because we saw lots of good advice that there are many advantages starting there as a beginner, because then you can, it's very easy. You just pick up the binoculars and you can start looking. You see more of the skies at once, and you can just get to know the star map and different things, and then which you immediately discover when you start looking at it. You see how in a sense acoustic and non-digital, in a sense, you just, it's just a couple of lenses, you put them in front of your eyes and then suddenly you see things. So when we got to binoculars yesterday, we haven't looked in binoculars for 15-20 years, I think, and instantly it's amazing during the daytime how much you can see, like the trees, and then you see some like from here you can see like a farm away in the horizon. You see a little bird on a chimney and on some buildings in the village here, and also the details on the church towers. It's like this beautiful view, and especially then looking along the river and then seeing just nature and the wildlife. So then, and now the main point was just that looking towards the sky was another just like stunning and kind of speechless moment yesterday, because the first one was to just look at the moon, and you just see so many details. You see all the craters, and it's like looking at sort of a mountain that's just a little bit far away, but it's also shining. So it's like totally absorbed in the view of it. So that was the moon. We're looking at Jupiter and Saturn. That was not that big a difference, really, because it's not. We might see the moons of Jupiter if we go out, like 10 minutes out away from the village. You can see, like, there's no light, and we might see the moons. But then from the south sky, we actually, this may be the most breathtaking of all, we actually saw the Andromeda galaxy. So you can see it as this little smudged out light thing. So I knew more or less where it was supposed to be, but then when I looked for like one star and then to the other one, and it's immediately you can see it, that there's something there. And then I double checked with the map, and that's exactly where the galaxy is. So that was the biggest moment last night, just looking out, just being some little person on a planet in the Milky Way, and you're looking straight at the neighboring galaxy, which is about 2.5 billion light years away, which is heading straight towards us and will crash in about 5 billion years from now. So it's coming towards us, but now we can see it. So it's just, the difference is, it's hard to explain the feeling of this, but it's something about that it's not a model, it's not a picture, it's actually just you looking at something that is now. So you just see straight at it, like in this instant in time, it's just over there. It comes up in the south sky, and then you can just watch it with your just a little bit enhanced eyes with a couple of lenses, and then you just see it. So that was almost like a little bit of a life-changing moment in terms of how you see yourself, life on Earth, our solar system, like your sense of orientation and your sense of being a part of the universe is suddenly a little bit different. So that might be the strongest impression for like just the first evening, first night, having some basic binoculars. And then another great thing to look at is the Pleiades, this little star cluster-ish thing with like 7 stars clumped together, and you can see it easily with your eyes, but then just getting 10 times bigger. It's just this marvelous spectacle of just many, 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 many stars, and it's just a pure beauty. And the light from it is very special. That is also true from Mars, again, like the light from Mars, but also the light from some of the stars. It's sometimes just a little bit flickering, but there's a serenity and a peacefulness in that light that's coming, which has traveled and sometimes enormous distances before it comes to our eyes. So that's more or less summed up the first evening. We have several other things we want to look at. There is, we want to see the Orion, like beneath the Orion's belt, you have a nebula, the Orion Nebula, which should be possible to see. By that time yesterday, it was cloudy, so I couldn't see it. There's also, from the beginning of like the Big Dipper, from the handle, the first star, if you go a little bit up and a little bit down, there should also be 2 other galaxies that might be visible with binoculars. So that's that's all of like a little overview of the first impressions, and this is going to keep going for a long time, I think. And so far I'm super happy with just getting a very basic equipment to start with, because then you get the sense that you're here, you look out, and there's not all this technology between you and what you see, especially in the beginning. That gives a good feeling. So this was supposed to be 2 minutes, but there was more. It was a big day yesterday. So we also had the binoculars here right next to us. So we're going to stop it here. We're going to make more updates, and we're really looking forward to maybe on Monday or Tuesday, we're going to take a walk out 8 or 9 in the evening to get a better look at Jupiter and just the whole skies in all directions with less light and from the village, and just getting to learn more of it. And the final thing, so it's also like both astonishing and mesmerizing how you look up and you start orienting yourself with a couple of stars that you might know, and then you just put up the binoculars and then you see from like an area you had maybe 3 or 4 stars, and you put the binoculars and then you see like 40 or 50 stars, and then you take them down and you just see the 3 again. So it's like the amount of night sky that is just revealing itself is enormous. So that's a little motivation and inspiration to keep going. And we're going to stop it here. Hope you're still having a great morning and a good coffee, and hope some of this was interesting. And maybe also some new food for thought. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again soon.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.